Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Ninja from Above, aka a Madman, and I am coming at you hot with another review. Today's review is There's Something in the Barn. This is a 2023 Norwegian comedy horror film with Martin Starr, Amrita Acharya, and Kieran Shaw. Honestly, when I saw this trailer for this movie, it was like, there's something in the barn. And then it, you know, went through with the previews and everything. And once you got through the previews, it basically showed you what was in the barn. It showed you what was in the barn. But that wasn't the important thing. And I didn't even know that. Spoilers ahead, obviously, for anybody who doesn't want to hear any spoilers. And I'm going to try and stay away from the spoilers for the first little bit. But I will let you know when we get into them. So essentially, this gentleman has a family. He ends up obtaining a family home for unknown reasons. I guess his uncle died, so he ended up obtaining a house from his uncle. He doesn't tell him anything about, you know, what's going on, and they move into the house to live their life out. And yeah, now I'm gonna butcher this. Gudbrandsdalen, Norway. And they pretty much just want to live their lives, and things get turned upside down when they start trying to celebrate Christmas in that area, because there's certain things that don't like that. It's a comedy horror, so just take it with a grain of salt, right? That's the premise, pretty much. You find out in the... And here's where I'm going to start getting into a little bit of spoilers, just so you guys know. I gave this movie a 7, probably about a 7.5. I gave this movie like a 7.5. It's a really good, it's a funny comedy horror. Like, I was chuckling. I had a good time watching this one. I thought it was really dumb, but I did have fun watching it. So 7.5 if you do want to watch it. I'm about to get into some spoilers for everybody who, you know, wants to hear that, what's going on, or if you're not going to watch it or whatever. You find out that they have a barn elf in the movie. Now, this is not, I'm not spoiling anything yet, because this is on the cover of the movie. It's in the trailer. That's why I said something is inside of the barn. It's a barn elf, right? Barn elves have rules that you have to follow. And they find this out when they go to Norway. I guess there's like a guy who does a whole like setup for barn elves. And his whole thing is like to tell the tales of the barn elves. He's hilarious, by the way. I don't know his name. He's a great actor, but he was funny as hell. So you can't break the rules. There's 3 rules. I guess it's like no lights, like no really bright lights, no really loud music, and there's one other one, but I can't remember what it was. But you can't break the rules, right? That's the main part of the barn elves. Well, that family comes in there and they just start breaking all of the rules, which makes the barn elf pissed. So of course the dad is a complete, like, I love his character because he is just the most nonchalant person I've ever seen in a movie. Like, he does not care about anything. The wife is like, is a guru for like, you know, oh, you got to get into your spiritual side and everything is fine. It will all wash away. Like, that's who she is. And I guess they met through one of her classes, one of her teachings, because he was going through a tough time with his anger problems and he's calmed down. And throughout the movie, you could just tell, like, he is just like brain dead the entire movie. He does not care. He's just like, oh, that happened. Okay. Oh, no. Everything's okay. Like, he's just so nonchalant about the entire situation. Their house could be on fire, and he's like, all right. like, what? Then you have the mom who finally breaks at the end. Now I'm getting a little bit into spoilers. She finally breaks at the end, which is hilarious. She got the two kids. The teenage girl who's just having trouble adapting and going to Norway, being away from her friends. The same thing all teenagers do. And then the boy who really wants to make friends with the barn elf, because obviously it's a mystical creature. So after they piss off the barn elf, they go talk to the funny guy. I'm going to have to find out his name. And he tells the kid, hey, if you leave out a bowl of porridge, then the barn elf should be happy with you. There's obviously some more details to that, but I'm just, you know, I'm wrapping it up nice and tight in a bow. So he leaves the porridge in the fridge overnight so that he can go bring it out first thing in the morning. Well, who eats it? Lo and behold, Dad eats it. He makes some type of weird, Norwegian fish dinner, which is awful. It's like a fish stew or something. You could tell it's gross. Which the kid then gives to the barn elf because he's like, I'm sorry my dad ate your porridge. He made this. Here you go. Well, the barn elf gets pissed and starts trying to kill them all. Especially the dad. He tried to kill the dad like right off the rip. They didn't get into a scuffle. Barn elf ends up getting taken out for like a moment. Then he wakes up and shrills, which causes all these barn elves to come over to the house. Once they come over to the house, it becomes like an all-out war between the family and the barn elves. The cop, she's hilarious too. I'm sorry, I don't know the actor and actress's name. She's hilarious. She ends up dying because they're like, and everybody makes this reference in this movie. They're like, what, you don't have a gun? They're like, no, this isn't, we're not in America. We don't just go around, you know, pew pew, shooting everyone in the head. It's like, okay, fair enough. Take some shots at us. That's funny. But yeah, it was a really, really good movie. Overall, what ends up happening at the end, if you guys are interested in finding out, about to give you a huge spoiler. They make friends with the barn elf that they originally pissed off, and they said that they're gonna abide by the rules, they said they can't abide by the rules, so they let him go live in the little town that the funny dude who knows everything about barn elves made specifically for barn elves. So he's gonna go live there, and hopefully no more problems will arise while they live in their house in Norway. But yeah, that was a ride, man. That movie is hilarious. Just some of the scenes, some of the characters, some of the scenes. Overall, yeah, I think I'd give this, I want to say I'd give it an 8, cuz it was a good comedy horror. It's probably the first comedy horror film that I've actually laughed at in a long time. But I'd say like a 7.5 or an 8. It's a really good movie. I highly recommend There's Something in the Barn. I know that it doesn't look like much, but it was really funny. And it starts off real funny. It's not like it's slow to get to where it needs to be. It starts off funny in the beginning. And then it slows down a little bit to show you the characters and everything. And then it speeds right back up as soon as you start seeing the barn elf getting mad. I gotta remember this guy's name. You got Lucas Nordheim, which is Townes Bunner. Maybe, no, that can't be it. I'm trying to think. Tor Age? Kael Hellevang Larsen? Maybe that's him? Maybe. I couldn't tell you. But yes, funny movie. Please watch. Do recommend. If you guys are in the mood for a comedy horror that's going to make you laugh, I would absolutely 100% watch this one. That's it for me today, guys. Hopefully I didn't go off too much on the rant. Look out for the next review of A Creature Was Stirring. And have a great day, guys.